The conversation about Jesus' suffering and death is enclosed in dazzling foreshadowing of the resurrection. God affirms Jesus' identity. The disciples are stunned, speechless, and Jesus resumes his mission with a demonstration of his power over evil. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter, John, and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which is what he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighted down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our freedom, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who or what do you listen to? Who or what do you listen to? Perhaps there's an author that you particularly enjoy that speaks to you, or a motivational speaker that gets you going. Perhaps there's this musician that just plays the right tune or has the right words every time. Perhaps there's a news resource that you go to quite frequently. Or maybe it's a parent that you listen to, or a friend. The list goes on. Goes on and on, particularly in the world we live in today. We live in a world where news streams 24/7, where our smartphones buzz at us every time we get a notification from social media or our email, or just being in a conversation where people will make an audible noise just to hold their place so that someone else won't start talking because they haven't finished everything they want to say yet. They might jump in. That all is all to say that there is a lot of noise. There are a lot of words that are out there. And it's quite easy to become distracted. It makes it hard to listen when you got to sift through all the junk first. Yet this and these are the very thing that God calls us to. What God speaks to the three up on that mountain, and it's what God speaks to us. Listen. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Our text, our gospel text this morning, I think is quite an interesting text in an interesting church holiday at that. Transfiguration Sunday. And just as Transfiguration Sunday serves as a transition, because it transitions us from what we've been in the church calendar, the birth narrative of Christmas and the Epiphany stories, into a season of Lent. the gospel texts, particularly in the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it serves also as a transition in those, transitioning Jesus' Galilean ministry to Jesus' ministry to Jerusalem, which eventually would become his death and resurrection. Transition. And so Jesus has this private gathering with special guests, Moses and Elijah, on the top of a mountain in which he dazzles so white. God shows up in a cloud, scares the crap out of the disciples, reiterates to what was said at Jesus' baptism, "This is my son." God, Moses, and Elijah disappear, and there is silence until the next day when they finally come down off that mountain. There is silence. What in the world do we make of this? I can only imagine what the disciples are going through, or what's going through their minds. But despite this strangeness, whether it be the passage we've read or this event of transfiguration on the mountain, it's about transformation. There's so many little nuances and things going on in the text, but overall, I think the message here is one of transformation. A transformation that is found in and of God. One that is about what Moses and Elijah are discussing with Jesus. Departure. They were speaking of departure. Now, we got to dig a little bit deeper in the Greek to begin to unpack this, but in the Greek, departure literally means exodus. And no, I don't know if your thought or where my mind went right away was that it's not this situation of get out of you know where. Get the you know what out of Dodge type situation. And Jesus, who is God in the flesh, isn't fed up with human beings, isn't fed up with the disciples, and he isn't trying to run away and get away from his fate, which he knows that is death. It's an exodus, as in the freedom for humankind. Freedom that breaks the bonds of sin, which is death. Freedom that releases from captivity. Freedom for an open future, one which God desires for all people. And so Jesus sets his face for departure. He heads to Jerusalem and to the cross to show us this freedom, to show us this love from God. Not as some bloodthirsty exchange for sin of humankind, but a willingness to suffer death in order that we might know and hear what God's love looks like for us. It's a love that will do whatever it takes to communicate it to us and to release us. And so God calls the three. God calls us to listen to Christ. And interestingly enough, he does this with Moses and Elijah standing there. Two power players in our Bible. Moses being one who is equated to the law. Elijah, who is equated to prophecy. Having law and prophets there. God says, listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus, because Jesus is the one who will exemplify God's love. So what is Jesus leading us from? What is the exodus in which we encounter? We know of this exodus from sin, death. What are the mini exoduses in our own lives in which Christ is leading us from? Where is God leading us in Jesus? What are the things that need to be left behind? I think these are great questions in which will transition us into this season of Lent. Where is Jesus leading us out of or away from? Listen to Christ for what God desires for your lives, for humankind's lives. For Christ shows us in word and deed what a life of freedom looks like in God. Life in which God is with us and for us through all things. One in which God loves us in all more than unimaginable. God will do anything to show us God's love for us, to communicate this love for us, to release us from whatever it is that is keeping us captive. And so we are called to listen. And in that listening, we ourselves are transformed. We then, being transformed people of God, are called to share that same message of freedom, of love, of release, of acceptance in word and deed. And if we follow Luke's gospel out, one of the last things Jesus says to his disciples as he departs, another mystical floating away, "You are witnesses to these things. You are the witnesses to these things. You are the witnesses of God's love, of God's freedom, of God's release, of God's acceptance." So yes, this is a story of transformation. It's a transformation of our lives. It's a transformation of humankind. It's a transformation of hope for the church. A hope in which people are called as disciples to share God's love, God's freedom. It's a message of hope for the church, God's people, to experience and enact, be part of God's kingdom here and now, despite all the noise and racket and garbage that is in our lives. It is a message of hope for God's people for this day and place. A message of hope for us, a message of hope for all. And brothers and sisters, please hear, please know, please listen to what God has to say for you. That no matter what darkness, no matter what captivity, no matter what exile you need to be taken from, whatever it is that is making the noise in your life, Christ is there with you. Christ is there to illumine the most darkened corners. Christ is there to set you free. Amen.